details coming up.
American Aid for Arab Refugees is a charitable, non-profit organization. Its aims and purposes are to help those Arab refugees who have been displaced by the recent war, regardless of their faith. Won't you please support this worthy cause and mail your contribution to American Aid for Arab Refugees, Post Office Box 67, Fort Hamilton Station, Brooklyn, New York, 11209. I'll repeat that. American Aid for Arab Refugees, Post Office Box 67, Fort Hamilton Station, Brooklyn, New York, 11209. WINS Newstime at 1048. When sports are underway, get the scores twice an hour here at 1010 WINS. I'm Henry Marcotte. Jim McGifford is at the editor's desk. Once again, here's Irwin Brown.
Late yesterday, President Johnson was urging congressmen to pass his 10% tax hike and exercise their responsibility to cut his budget. His words went unheeded as the Senate fought attempts to cut a $4.5 billion appropriation for the civilian space program. The vote was 60-5 today. And Senator Henry Jackson was sharply critical of the Pentagon's announced freeze on some $3.5 billion worth of military building and civil public works programs. In a Senate speech, he called the freeze another example of McNamara's disdain for Congress. Jackson said Defense Department officials had insisted earlier that no cuts could be made in military construction plans. In the meantime, the tax hike appears dead for this year, although the president plugged again for the House to get it out of committee this afternoon. The House Ways and Means Committee has it locked up, and Chairman Wilbur Mills says there must be long-range economies made. He said that the president can forget about the 10% tax hike unless he comes up with a demanded immediate and long-range spending cut. So the gas